We saw yesterday the discussion that came out of our Tosfos, who quotes the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says that, according to Rav, the Mabez Adam, we can still understand what the Mishnah says, Darko Lahazik. After all, we're talking by Yashin, and by Yashin, a person could spread out his feet and kick and cause Hezek to Kalim that are there. Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi, that the only time that a person is chayiv when he causes hezek while sleeping is when the thing that was damaged was already present at the time that he went to sleep, such as the kelim, or if it was another person, the person only was already there, and then he got injured by the person who came afterwards and lied down. However, in a case where the kelim were brought later, there the person wouldn't be chayiv. Tosfos lashon is heim garmulo. And we explained, based on the Tosfos in the third parak, Tosfos Shita, as we went into Barichas yesterday, the Adam Mamazik, although we have a Riboy, the Adam Mamazik is Chayiv, even if he's Ba'ones, even B'Shogeg, even Yashen, but it doesn't mean in all cases. It's limited. You have to have a certain level, as we said, of Pshia, the Hayulawi Zahir, and therefore an Ones Gomer, Yapater. Tosfos breaks it down in terms of the Ones that's analogous to Aveda, that would make you chayiv, and if Ones, that would be Kein Gneva, that would be Pater, various rayas that Tosfos brought. Shita Satosis is that way. The Ramban, on the other hand, has a very different perspective. The Ramban holds that basically the halacha of Adamud La'olam even extends to Ones Gamur. The cases on the end of the second parak, a person's at Rosh Hagag, and the wind blew him down, Ruach She'ena Mitsuya. Rabban says that's sofa ons in kulam. Ena mitsuya can mean ena mitsuya like Eliyahu Navi's case, and nevertheless, a person would be chayiv. The only reason why, for example, in Yerushalmi, we say your pater is because Rabban says in Nizuk is pasha ba'asmo. We explain according to the Ramban, what does that mean? That why you chayiv, in some way you are machshe the nezek. That's why you're chayiv, kosher chavti b'shmiraso. If the other person was machshir the nezek, you can't be chayiv. The Torah is mafkia, the shem ones. There's no p'tur of ones, but elmais, if the other person was machshir the nezek, you can't be chayiv. According to Tosfos, we wanted to say, the chiddush is that we extend the level of zehirus that you have to have. Adamud la'olam for Tosfos means that you have to be, you're considered as forewarned, you have to be choshesh, even beyond what normally would be expected of you, and that would only go as far as it goes, namely, an ones ke'en aveda. Okay, more or less, this is what we discussed yesterday. But we left with a question. Why does this come in over here? Why does Tosfos quote the Yerushalmi at all? Why is it important for us to know this Yerushalmi when we're reading the Gemara? Dibur ha-mascha of Tosfos kim de kayif hu pashit orchehu. Comes Tosfos, the Yerushalmi Yesh, and he brings this halacha from the Yerushalmi. What's the significance of telling this to us right now? The Pnei Yeshua wonders about this, and he offers a pshat, which at first glance sounds reasonable. What does he say? The Gemara says, how is Adam Darko Lahazik? The Yashin. And Yashin, why is that Darko Lahazik? Kaivu Pashit Urchehu. Says the Pnei Yeshua, when is it Urche? If you say that there are Kalim there from before, and the person will lie down next to the Kalim, then you can talk about this case and say it's Urche that a person who lies down next to Kalim is going to, in the middle of his sleep, move around with his feet and kick the Kalim and cause Hazik. Then I can call it Urche. But if I were to say that a person would be chayiv and kelim that would be put afterwards, that wouldn't be called orche, darko lahazik. If a person went to sleep before kelim were there, that's not orche. Im noma shechayiv apikem shenuchu sham acha sheyashen l'sheich leimar orchehu. However, came hamunachim kodem shiyashen shayach shaper orche shahayu laharchik de kfifo kpshita. He should have distanced himself from the kelim that were there, that even after he spreads out his feet and so on, he won't go anywhere near the kelim. That's his suggestion. The only thing is, I don't understand something simple. If that's true, yeah.
How is that motivation for the Tosfos?
In other words, Tosfos needs to say this because the Gemara is explaining that it's called Orche of Kaifu Pashit. It's only Orche in the case where the Kelim are there. Orche, when he goes to sleep next to Kelim that are there, and he's within range of hitting them, that's Orche Zakel Hazik. But if he was to sleep without Kelim there, then you can't tell me good. So Kelim will put right next to his feet after he went to sleep. But you can't tell me that that a person goes to sleep without anything next to him is Darko Lahazik. It could happen. Kelim could be positioned there after he goes to sleep and then within range. But you can't tell me that an Adam Yashin that goes to sleep without Kelim next to him is Darko Lahazik. But if there are Kelim there and he goes to sleep within the range of the Kelim, that's called Darko Lahazik. So Tosfos wanted you to realize why it's Darko Lahazik based on what the Gemara says. That's only because the Kelim were there from before. That's how I understand what Pnei Yeshua is saying. Sounds like I hear it's plausible, but then I have a simple question. I don't understand Pasha Pshat then. Because if that's the case, why do we need to say the whole Torah of yesterday with Tosfos and the Ramban? We try to explain why is the Yerushalmi, and Tosfos himself relates to Yerushalmi later on. Why is it true that if the Kelim came later on, that you putter? And we said, Tosfos says here, Haim Garmelo, but we explained Tosfos really means in light of what he said in the third parak, that it's known as Kein Geneva. We explained that you don't have to be thinking. How much do you have to be thinking to be Zahir? You have to be thinking based on what's here right now, not based on a situation that could arise based on what the other person is going to do. That doesn't go into what your fourth thought should require of you, so therefore it doesn't pass the threshold of Pshia that you need to have in order to be Chayiv. That was the way Tosfos explains it, and for the Ramban, we explain because if the Nizik put the Kelim there afterwards, and he was going himself, the Pshias HaNizik are, forget all of that. You know why you're putter if the Kelim were positioned later? Because the Mishnah says, Hatzad HaShava Shabahen Shadarko LaHazik, and that includes Mavet, and that includes the case of Yashin. But it has to be Darko Lahazik. In order to be Chayiv, you have to have this prerequisite, this Tzad HaShava. And if the Pnei Yeshua is explaining Shad and Tosfos that it's only Darko Lahazik when the Kelim happened to be there, that's called Darko Lahazik. Kelim were there, were put there afterwards. It doesn't go into the Tzad HaShava from the beginning. So I'll tell you why you're Pata, because it doesn't fit the Tzad HaShava. It doesn't fit the Mechayiv or the Mishnah. So forget everything we said yesterday. If the Pnei Yeshua is correct, Pshat and Tosfos, that the issue has to do with, it's only Darko Lahazik in the case where the Kelim were there, but not if the Kelim were not there. So then I'll tell you why you're Pater, because it's not part of the Mishnah, it's Tzad HaShava. So I don't know what I'm missing. So then forget about the Ramban, forget about Tosfos in the third parak. Why do you have to bring the Yerushalmi as a, how could you bring the Yerushalmi as a Raya to the Yisod of Tosfos that on his gum or your putter, or because of the Ramban, because the Nizik was Pasha Bats, and finish. It's because it's not Darko Lahazik.
We said yesterday that the Mishnah is not necessarily saying that everything that is, that these are the only things which are Chayiv. Like, the thing is, like, for example, when we said that Yashin, like, we said that even in Nair is
going to be. So, that's correct, but that's by Nair. That's correct. By Nair, I said, you're Machshir the Nezek through your action. As Darko Lahazik is a way of getting to be defined as being Machshir the Nezek. So in a case where you're not responsible when you're doing it when you're sleeping, so what? In what sense were you Machshir the Nezek? Through not being, having the forethought in advance. But when you're Mamish and Eir and you do it, so the Maisa itself is the greatest being Machshir the Nezek. You caused the Hezek itself. And the Machshir the Nezek, you caused it by not taking precautions. I grant you that. But Lumais, in this case, it's Yashin, not Neir. So here you have to base your Chiyuv on being Machshir the Nezek, and it has to be within the framework of Darko Lahazik. Before you get to Kaif Pushit Orchi, it must be Darko Lahazik. And Darko Lahazik is only when the Kelim were there before. By Neir, that's even better than be Machshir the Nezek. You're Machshir the Nezek, you did the Hezek. When you're sleeping and you did the Hezek, that's not enough to be mechayiv you. So you have to say, but you did something in advance, or you didn't do something in advance that allowed the Hezek to occur. That's why you're responsible. Fine. But even that has to be within the mahalach of what's normal. what's darko lahazik? That's the kind of thing you have to think about. I mean, maybe in a way it does boil down to a little bit what we said in Tosis, but without going through so many hoops, it's just straightforward. You know, you don't have to say the him gomer lo, and if they say onis gomer yapater, it never gets to the beginning point of what the Mishnah is saying. Darko lahazik, it's not darko lahazik. Yeah.
This is different because we're talking, here we're speaking about Adam, and we know that there's a tour from the Mishnah that even when it's onis karatzon, even seemingly, as in there's an extended tour over here in this case. So in terms of that, we have to like balance between, on the one hand, you know, in it's like it is dark olahazik, but at the same time, maybe it should be putter because we're mechayv in every case. So then we have to pull out these like different sfaras to explain that. It's not simply that's not dark olahazik. That would apply to all the other avos. If it's not dark olahazik, then it won't be.
You know, but if Yitosis was sensitive to this issue, that's a Pshat Yitosis. You have to talk about a case that's dark olahazik. Otherwise, it doesn't fit the Mishnah. So then, let that be the answer to why you're putter.
No, but that would, again, that would explain why in other cases, normal avos, we're not talking about Adam, there's no concept of Adam Ur Olam, so then there we could just say if it doesn't reach the threshold of Dark Olam, but here we know there's an additional Ptur. There's apparently every case you should be
high. How do you have it both ways? Pnei Yeshua is saying Kavanas Atosis is, Atosis wants it to be a case that fits the profile called Dark Olahazik. So that's what Tosis says, Yerushalmi is the case that we're talking about. So the case of putter is because it seemingly so that it's not called dark cousin. That's why you're putter. I don't see how you can say Pnusha's plantosis and not carry it over. I was thinking maybe, I don't know if it's, you know, you'll agree with me or not. I had another thought, possibly what Tosis has to bring this Yerushalmi in light of what we quoted yesterday from the Shita Mekubetzes, where he had a question, why is it called Darko Lelech? When the Mishnah says lo zevezeh vis-a-vis bor, sure, ma ve'esh are different than bor. She darken leilech ulahazik. Akarei bor. So the question is, why would you say it's leilech ulahazik if you're talking about an adam yashen, an adam neyer is walking and he does a hezik. You know, he goes somewhere and does a hezik. But if it's yashen, the Mishnah's talking about yashen. So he's in one place. So why is it called Leilech Lazik? So we said yesterday one teretz of the Shita is that the Kayif Upashit is considered the Halicha. In more lumbish terms, we said yesterday, the Pshat really is because Bor is the Pshat. It's not Leilech Lazik, it means the Nizik came to him, came to the Bor, I should say. And here the Mazik was the active party, not that the Nizik came, met up with the Mazik. Okay, that could be one way. But the first teretz in the Shita was that the leilech is going to, on what? The leilech is going on the person going into bed to lie down. And that's called, that he's leilech darko, that it's leilech lahazik. So thinking, if Tosus is learned pshat that way, then that only makes sense to say that the person is it's the darko leilech lahazik through going lishon, it's only when the kelim were there. The person went into to lie down next to the kelim. Then you could say that the mechayiv has to do with the fact that he went into the halicha of going into bed with the kelim right next to you. So we can tie in the halicha going into to lie down next to the kelim as part of the ma'isa mazik, so to speak. It's part of the mechayiv based on the fact that you have to realize that what could happen is when you're lying down right next to the kelim, what's going to happen when you're sleeping, you're going to hit them and you're going to cause damage. But if we were to say, against not the Yerushalmi, if you wouldn't bring the Yerushalmi, if you were to say that a person is chayiv, even if kelim were brought afterwards, so the problem would be, then we would have the difficulty of the Lashon Leilech. Because you can't tell me that the halicha to go to the lie down when there's no kelim there becomes a chelik of the ma'isa ezik when the kelim weren't there yet. So you can tell me chayiv on what you did later on, chveis, fine. But you can't be mitzareif the halicha to go to that position where there's nothing to think of, nothing to notice. So what Tosfos wanted in the Yerushalmi is that now we understand the lashon leilech. That's what I thought maybe would be another pshat. The only thing is the Dibar Maschil is not the right one. I mean, I mean, it's not bad. It's just Tosfos after the Gemara works out the case of the Mishnah. Darkel Hazek Kaifu Pashit Urchehu. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi in, but his dogish is that it wouldn't make sense to quote Leichu Hazek unless we accept the Yerushalmi. That was another suggestion that occurred to me. Maybe we could say Pshan why Tosfos mentions the Yerushalmi. Yoni and Avram, yeah.
Not necessarily to get into the specifics of the following case, but if you pulled a bow back.
If you what?
I pulled a bow back, a bow and arrow. You pulled the bow back. And then you were ma'anes and someone like forced you to let go and you damaged something. Are we saying that you can be mitzarif potentially without the Yerushalmi, the initial, well, I guess according to the Ramban, if you pulled back and then you were ma'anes and someone made you shoot it, then you would still be chayv? Are we saying, is that what Rebbe means by mitzarif?
Well, let's just see. In other words, in a case, what did the Shita say? That the leilech is the fact that you went to go to lie down next to the kelim. Bayit Hezek was later on, but the answer is the reason why you're chayiv, the chafti b'shmiraso hichsharti as nisko component was the fact that you were not even take the precautions when you went in to lie down right next to the kelim. So that becomes a chelk of machayiv. So that's what you can call that leich lahazik. Later on, you're responsible the etzim for either then, but the answer is you set that up. The same way by Maman Amazik, you didn't lock the shore up, and then the shore went later on. So you were machshir the nezek by not closing the door.
But Rabbi said that there was some sort of meisah nezek that you did by sleeping next to.
I didn't say the meisah nezek. No.
So there is no meisah nezek.
The hezek happened without your knowledge, but you're responsible for that which you did when you're sleeping because of what you did earlier without distancing yourself from the kelim. So you went right there and lie down right next to them.
So we need not define a meisah nezek that occurred in order for there to have been
a nezek? Darko leilchu hazik just means that there was something that the mazik, there was some mice involved in either in the hezek itself or in conditioning the hezek to occur. I mean, you'll say you dug a bor too, I guess you could say it, but that's not the same thing. The bor's hezek was not through any mice. Here, the hezek came about through what you did before. You have to still know what exactly the chil could be, but that's the mice of the sheep that gives that answer. That's not. So I just want to plug it into Tosis. Avram. Right, Tosis v'dibra masra v'tamech. So what does the Gemara say? Further, the Gemara asks, the lashon of the Mishnah was Ushmirasan Alecha. How could that fit for Adam? After all, by Adam it's not Shmirasan Alecha, something outside of yourself. Shmiras Gufo Olav. So the Gemara says Utameich. And according to you, what about Karna? Karna does mention Adam in his list. And you have the same question. It says Shmirasan Alecha. What's Utameich? Perush? Afil Tim Mavizeh Hashem. In other words, you're asking Kasha on Rav. How does Rav, who learns Mavez Adam in the Mishnah, deal with Shmirasan Alecha? As if to say, but Shmuel learns that Mavez is Regel. Mavez Shein, rather. So for Shmuel, everything is fine. But Shmuel has to deal with Kana's Brisa anyway. You're going to have to figure out an answer over there. So that's the Pshat Utameich. Even if Mav in the Mishnah is Shein, what are you going to do with Karna? And as we noted yesterday, and Bechrau, how can Karna say Mav as Adam? What about Shmuel's Shita that Mav means Shein? Why does Karna have a right to earn Mav differently than what Shmuel would expect it to be in the Mishnah? I mean, why would not itself be a Kasha from the Brice of Karna on Shmuel? And I think the answer could be simple. Why does Shmuel not want to learn Mav is Adam? The Gemara said earlier, because of the fact that you have mud later in the Mishnah. Adam is mentioned later in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah later in the Perek, by the Chamisha Muadit. So Rav says it's just the Elamich Shevei Bahadi Chamisha Muadit, but there's no Chidush. Mu'ud says, no, there should be a Chidush. If it's not no Chidush, you should mention it later. So that's for the Mishnayis, but Karna Kobi didn't have later. He just had the Mishnah here, didn't have anything, didn't mention Adam later on. stamakasha, just to think about, I mean, what is it? The Gemara is asking Shmiras Gufo Olav. So that is the that's what you have to say for Shmiras. And Olav means Shmiras Gufo Olav. It means that Mechayev by Adam is what? Is Shmiras Gufo, that he wasn't Shomer himself. Shmiras and Olav is Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean. It says it that way because of the other Mazikin in the Mishnah, Shmiras San Alecha. But really, by Adam, it means the same idea. It's just not precise in the language. But that means that the Mishnah is telling us that the Mechayev by Adam HaMazik is that you weren't Shomer yourself. So I ask you, Bishlam according to Tosfos, that there are limits, and Onus Gomer you'd be Pater, because after all, what can you do at that point? Cain Gneva is Pater, but to the extent that there was more that you could do, even Evan Becheko, the Numuki Yosef says, you should have thought that you may be left it there. So I understand why in some way every, in the case of Adam HaMazik, even though it's Yashin at the time, or whatever, but Lamaisa, there's some element of Shia and the lack of Shmira that you can associate with the Hezek, and if you're Mamish Neir, then for sure you're Mashid and Hezek. According to the Ramban, who holds that Adam Mod La'olam even means Ba'onis Gamur, Ruach She'ena Metsuyo like Eliyahu Navi will make you Chayiv. Special exceptions if the Nizuk was Pasha Ba'atzma or other examples the Ramban has if it's Bishus, but basically the Ramban holds that the Chiyuv is there without any Pturim. Ones Rachman Patri does not apply to Adam HaMazik, right? That's the Ramban's position. So I ask you, so in what way does the Lush and Shmiras and Alecha relate to being part of the Machayev of Adam HaMazik, according to the Ramban? After all, even if you did all you could do, seemingly, Yashin, right? The Rishalmi is a whole separate idea. If the Kehum came later, so that the Nizik was Poshea. But without that, you'd be chayiv even though there were no kelim there when you went to bed. So why would Shmiras and Alecha, again, in the terms of Adam, it means Shmiras Gufo Olav. But why would Shmiras Gufo Olav be in fact relevant for the Ramban? I both said, here's my problem. According to Tosfos, Lamaisa, there is some element of Shmiras and Alecha. You are machshir the Nezek. If you do it when you're awake, to the extent that you are sleeping, so then we could talk about the fact that there was some lack of precautions that you that happened before. You didn't take precautions in Shomer Gufo. But for the Ramban, there really doesn't seem to be any relevance to the Shmiras and Alecha idea by Adam. Because at the end of the day, what are we saying? Adam Modu Olam seems to say, according to Ramban, you are responsible no matter what. Those exceptions are special halachas, that you're exceptions if the nizik is pesheya. So where does Shmiras Gufo Olav fit in according to Ramban? That you're called a machshir hanezek based on what you did, good, that could be, but for Tosfos that's true by being awake. But when you do it when you're not awake, then you have to speak about it in terms of being machshir hanezek by not having been shomer yourself. But for the Ramban, where does the lack of being shomer yourself, where does that element enter into the equation? To say that you're machshir the nezek through not being shomer, where does that enter, according to Ramban? L'maisa yachayev, really, even ones gamur. Yeah?
I'm just saying that instead of being machshir the nezek, that you didn't do a shmira, because the shmira wouldn't even help. If once you do the nezek, then you're machshir the nezek if you put yourself in any possible situation.
Okay. Good.
An onus could take
place. What you're saying, I think this, but let me hear what you're saying, a chidush, we don't realize, but I think you're right. I think it's another level of Havana in the Ramban. What Shmuel is saying, we're both saying like this. A person's on Rosh Hagag, and he gets blown away with a ruach she'ena metsuya klal klal klal. Right? Means that you would not imagine that such a ruach wind would come. But where was he? Had he not been on Rosh Hagag, he wouldn't have blown away. So even if you tell me that, you know, there's really, you can't imagine that there was a pshia of any kind, it was an onus gamur. But you're, afal b'kein, you are called being machshir the nezek. in that regard, you are machshir the nezek. Shmiras anulecha is a way of saying that you're machshir the nezek through your maaseh, or even through whatever was not, you know, whatever situation you were in, that based on that, the resulting hezek occurred. And to that extent, you're responsible as well. So, lemaisa, you went to sleep, were not for the svara of the nizek with pasha ba'atmo, you went to sleep, you went there, and the kelim came later, but lemaisa, you went into the bed there. Had you not gone into that bed, you wouldn't have wrote on those kelim that came later on. So, in that regard, elamai, there's a new p'tur, pasha ba'atmo. But there's always some element of your contributing. It's just that lemaisa, normally in onus, machmana patre, here we say onus was low patre. But that is the responsibility. It still goes on you. But I could hear a nafkamina, second Isaac. I would maybe venture the following. Suppose you are totally, there's no input on your part at all. This you have to check out whether this is true or not. But I just hypothetically speaking, you're in your own house, comes a wind, a hurricane wind, blows you out, shatters the window, takes you out the window, throws you out, down, and you cause hezek. You didn't go to Rosh Hagag. The case was a Rosh Hagag Ruach Shein Metziah. But let's say you mamish, there was nothing, because if you would have, you know, you could have been anywhere in the world and it could have happened. There's no aspect to the story that you can say there was something that you contributed, the Yodim or the Lo Yodim, with Apshia, I understand, but there was something there that you could say that is, we're gonna pin you the responsibility based on that, even though it was beyond your control. Here, it wasn't even that. You didn't do anything. You just were where you were. So then I could hear that there you wouldn't say Yachsharti as Nisko. What I want to say, you have to think about this. I'm not sure to what extent it's correct. I think it is somewhat correct, but I have to think. I believe that even for the Ramban, there has to be Hechsharti as Nisko component. When you're awake and you do the Hezek, that's of course, you did the Hezek. So you consciously did the Hezek. But the extent that you're Chayiv and Onus Gomer, which is Ramban's position, with the exceptions that he allows for, right? When the Nizuk was pushed out, the other examples that he talks about when he has Birshus, Tabach, but basically the rule is, even Onus Gomer. That does not mean that it's not viewed as Hechsharti as Nisko. You are Machshir the Nezek, even though you are an Onus Gomer. That's what I mean. It's not a contradiction. So Shemiras Gufo Olav goes even on a situation of Onus Gomer. But you are machshir the nezek in some way, even though you are normally not something that we'd want to imagine saying you're responsible, but that's the halach. That's the basic outline of what I want to say. Even according to Ramban, is charity as nizko. You were on the gag. You couldn't have imagined, no one would have thought that there'd be such a thing that would occur. But you were on the gag. Have you not gone on the gag, you wouldn't have fallen off and caused the hezek. Again, I'm leaving it as a tentative, you know, suggestion. I think it requires more investigation within the Shitas Ramban, but I think that would be correct. The Ramban, there has to be some element, even though Onus Gomer makes you chayev, but there has to be some element, even though you're an Onus Gomer, but you are Judah being Machshes Nisko. This is what you're saying, basically. Again, I leave it to think to ponder some more, but possibly what I would suggest. Isaac, yeah.
We're equating going on top of a roof with going into a bed. It sounds so strange. Going onto a roof is such a case that can cause hezek, but going into a bed, where is this bed? I mean, why do we have to make a case that the wind comes and breaks the window?
No, Caleb could come later.
So going into any bed is a case where it's, I'm putting myself in a case where there could be hezek afterwards, like going on top of a roof.
What if there's china lined around the bed? That's the case.
You have to know. So what case would be right?
And saying where there's nothing there, why? That's like a little uncomfortable saying that it's like going on top of a roof.
I understand. I hear. I hear your heart. It's a very strong heart. I hear. Yeah. I'd like to find some element in the Ramban again, but that's the delicate threading here. You're an Onus Gomer, but you're still viewed as a Machshir Nisko. That's what I'm trying to understand. You could be an Onus Gomer, in by other standards, you'd be totally exonerated. But other mode, Lam Petzatachas Parsa teaches me that Umaisa, your Machshir's Nisko, regardless of that. That's what I'm trying to understand the Ramban. That's what I see in Rosh Hagag. You're asking me from the case of going into bed without Kayla next to you. I understand. It's harder to see it over there. I can see the case where you're in the middle of your house and the wind comes and blows you out the window, shattering the window. I can see. Where do you put the case where you go into bed and Caleb come later on? Yeah. You match the nezik by going to that bed where the Caleb ended up going. So you understand where I'm coming from. I want it to be somehow viewed as a Mashati as Nisko even for the Ramban. Otherwise, what's the Shmiras Guf for Olav idea? Yeah.
And as much as there's a Isser Mazik that comes from the Chiyuv, would we ever extend any sort of Isser to these cases of onus and then say, like, oh, don't own a car because it could be
no,
onus?
No, I don't think so.
And then, hard to imagine. The inland or so.
No, according to Ramban, I don't think you could talk Isser Mazik in these terms. Ademud La'olam, Olam Zgomer, you can't talk about Isser. I don't think so. Avram. Yeah, Isaac's question, okay, yeah. Isaac, listen carefully, yeah.
In general, if we're not looking at it so much like, is it his fault, is it not his fault? It's more like, unfortunately, the halacha is that if there's any contribution of the person, then you're
he contributed, so, that's
just
right.
Just technically trying to see, was there a contribution from
right,
him? Like,
right.
Whether or not you're going to blame him for doing whatever,
good.
It's just technically speaking, like, was his contribution there or not? So if he's just walking and then something gets thrown at, like, if he's
right,
in his house.
Right.
Then there's no kind of, then you can't even technically classify it, but like, if he goes into this bed, okay, you can't blame him for going to the bed, but
right,
like,
right. It's exactly the point. It's not, you can't blame him for it, but there's still a contribution. Without being, the etzem you're not blamed, but that's called hechsharti, it means you contributed. That's the Nikud, you said it very well. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how do we categorize the case which is like less of an earnest? Like even more of an earnest? Like
no, I wouldn't call that an oath. I would say it's not called Ichsharti. That's why I gave you the example in my mind. That you're in your house and the wind comes and takes you for Ruach Shein and Mitzuya and you, it takes you out the window. You didn't do, there was nothing that you contributed. It was completely, you were totally passive.
So it would be called.
No, so there, on your point, that's not called, yeah.
It's also onus gomer.
No, but it's more, but I think, but even onus gomer for the Ramban has to include the element that some way you in some way contributed, whether you're blamed or not in terms of what you should be blamed for, but there was some element of hichsharti that you contributed. Here, it's not even that. So then the Ramban would have to agree in that. The Ramban agrees that you have to be somehow a contributing factor to the hezek.
So the keys, so according to the Ramban, so...
That's what I'm suggesting. I think I would have to be more raya's to this, but I would like to say this, and you see why, because I want to work the Mishnah into the Ramban. Otherwise, it's something to think about. What does this mean? Mamish, Adamud Lam, whatever you do, then where Shmir's Gufo have to do with anything? The Shmir's Gufo means that you are somehow a contributing factor. I understand you're not to be blamed, but that's the halach. Adamud Lam. You're always responsible. For Tosis, it has to do with a certain level of foresight. And that's where the standards have to be broken down, as we said, whatever degree of Shia we're saying, there has to still be some element of Shia, even though it's very, very, high standard, high bar, but that's still what we're going to require. Adam Shmiras Gufo Olav Mikan Mashma. So the Gemara harps on a lot of different things in the Mishnah. Darko Lahazik Shmiras Analecha. How does that fit for Adam? Now, what about another Lashon that might have been appearing in the Mishnah according to some Gersos, and that is Mamonach. Mikan Mashma, Dilo Gasinab Masnisin Mamonach. Midilo Parach Nami Hachi, Adam Mamonahu. In other words, if the Gersa, some Rishonim had it, was Mamonach, Atzad Hashav Shabin includes Mamonach, the Gemara should have went through that hoop as well. And how does that fit with Adam? Again, the concept of what Mamonach has to do with, we could understand, but the Lashon wouldn't be precise. It's not Mamonach. So it must be that we we're not goris it in the Mishnah. Umeshamach ain't tzarach amachko to pirash to le'el. You don't have to take it out, because it never was part of the Mishnah. Now, earlier the Tosa said, when he's talked about it, the Gemara went through this, the points of Lav Kayotzivo, the Gemara said it by Eish, the Gemara said it by Bor, and Tosus said they're Lav Dafka. But here Tosus is saying not just more Lav Dafka, but it simply didn't belong. I think it's the Maran that points out, because in the Gemara you could say Lav Dafka, but in the Mishnah, if it doesn't belong, it's not there. It's not Pshat Lav Dafka. By Mave Adam, obviously you can. The Rishonim discussed in terms of Bor, but Tosus, if the Gemara never asked it about Mave and Rav, obviously it never appeared in the Mishnah, the Lashon of Amonah. Frag the Gemara, Maskif Lo Rav Mori. Okay, so we went through Rav and Shmuel, Mave is Shane, Rav Mave is Adam, what's the Lo Harei, how does everything work out in the Mishnah? Another suggestion, Rav Mori says, I have another possibility. The Ema Mave Zehamayim. Perhaps Mave refers to Mayim. A hezek occurring through Mayim. A new Shem Mazik. Mave Zeh Mayim. Kidachsiv. Kikdoach Eish Hamasim. Mayim Tive Eish. You see the Lashon of Mave in connection to Mayim. Mayim Tive Eish. What's exactly the case and what's exactly the right from the Pasuk, says Rashi. Ema mave zehamayim shem shofech adam meimav reshus harabim uba acher v'nitnefu kelev chayev hashofchan. Somebody spills water to reshus harabim. Somebody else ends up having their garments dirtied, soiled. The person who spilled the water would be chayev. No, according to Rashi, it seems clear. What is the case? When did Hezek occur? While the water is in motion or after the water came to rest? It would appear Basa Denaich, Tim Rashi. And what would otherwise been of din, they'd be Pater, because what's the halacha? In a case, if you don't have Mayim as that Mazik knew, so what would it be? It would be what? Bor. For sure Bor, because even though Rav says that Lo Afkarinu is sure, but obviously in this case we're talking, you don't want to hold on to the water, you're spilling it out, obviously you're Mafkirit. So what would otherwise be, would have a hezek of Bor, but a Bor is Pater on Kalim. So what Rashi seems to be learning, according to this Kashi, is that we should have a hezek of Mayim, which would be Chayiv on Kalim. That's the way Rashi learns it. We'll see in Tosus, that's one suggestion, Tosus has other possibilities. So be Chayiv midin Bor, midin Mayim, and even though it's Kalim, you'd be Chayiv because of a new hezek of Mayim. Exactly where do you have the Mukkar and the Torah as an Av Tosus? Deals with that, Rashi doesn't deal with that. But the Gemara is suggesting that that could be the meaning of Mave. Now, where would you get that idea that Mave could mean Mayim? So they quoted a pasuk in Yeshaya. Kikdoach Eish Hamasim Mayim Tive Eish, says Rashi. Kimosha Eish Soref, Dover Hanimas, Kigon Zephes Veshaiva Vachomani Revav, just as Eish can burn things that melt, like tar and wax and things of any waxy materials. Kigdor Shesh Amasim, fire will burn those things that naturally burn and melt away. Mayim Tive Esh, that's one mashal. Another mashal in the pasuk, Mayim Tive Esh, and we're learning it this way, Kemayim Shemivabim Es HaEsh. Keshenosim Mayim Al HaEsh, Nasim Kimin Avabuos Harisichos. When you spill water on top of fire, you get like the bubbling effect that happens when the fire and the water come into contact. But we're assuming now that the water is causing the bubbling when it's spilling on the fire. So that's another mashal. And what is the mashal leading to? The pasuk continues, V'seifa dekra hachiyu lodiya shimcha litzarecha. It says, Rashi, Kein todia shimcha litzarecha kishetavdei min ha'olam. See, just to look at the pasuk myself, Kikdoach eish hamasim mayim tive'esh lodia shimcha litzarecha mipanecha goyim yigazu. That's the pasuk. So the Peshat and the Farshim and the pasuk all talk about possible times in history that the Pesukim could be meramis to, such as the Makos in Mitzrayim with Makos Barad, other possibilities. But the idea being, so it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either you did it then or you will. Some say, if it's going to HaMakas Barabat, you say, Bavur Zosem Adeticha, you wanted to make a statement to Paro, L'sapesh mi b'chol ha'aretz. So that's the mashal, according to the Pshat HaRashi. The point being that these are demonstrations of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's might, and among the Mishalim are Mayim to the Ace, which right now we're using as a reference to the Mayim causing the bubbling. So meanwhile, Mayim Tive means a Mave fits the profile of Mayim. That's a suggestion of Rav Mari. Says the Gemara, no, can't be. Why? Because Miksiv Mayim Niv'u, Tive Esh Ksiv. Doesn't say Mayim Niv'u. Tive Esh. What does that mean, Rashi? Miksiv Mayim Niv'u, Lashon Rabim. See, Mayim is Lashon Rabim. Mayim Rabim lo yuchu l'chabos esa ahava. Mayim is Lashon Rabim. So if you're talking, if it means Mayim is causing, is doing the action, it wouldn't say Tive. It would say Nivu Mayim as plural. Lashon to heavy mashma de mave amayim kai shein mevabim misaesh. They cause the bubbling in the fire. Rather, Tive esh ksiv the mashma shaesh mevabeya. Tive is lashon yachid and also lashon nekeva. The mashma shaesh mevabeya mayim. The Tive lashon yachid the lashon nekeva. So it comes out you're not reading the pasuk right. It's not Mayim, Tive Esh, Mayim is causing the effect of bubbling on the fire. It's rather Mayim is the thing being acted upon. And it goes like this. Tive Esh, meaning Esh, Mayim, upon Mayim, Tive Esh. Esh will cause the effect of the bubbling. And that's what I see also in the Radak makes a point of saying that, you know, sometimes the pasuk will put the order and you realize what how you have to read it. Esh hu apoel, says the Radak. Even though it's mentioned later in the pasuk, so don't think that it's being acted on. No, mayim tive esh, v'hamayim hu ha'paul afabisha barishon. So the pasuk sometimes will put the thing that it's being acted on first, and then the active element mentioned later. Ki'atav v'mavur ki'esh tartiach hamayim ve'en litos bo l'figach. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Obviously, Rav Mari had a different thought. He originally said the Mayim Tiveish. This is how Rashi learns it, that the Mayim is acting. Tosus L'chore has a little different take on the Havamina. We'll get to the second Tosus. So therefore, you can't tell me that Mayim is the meaning of Mava. In fact, the Gemara Maske for Rav Zvid, the Eima Mava Zehaesh, the Chiksiv Tive Be'esh Hudachsiv. So then suggest another interpretation. The Mave could actually be Esh, because you see, you have the Lashon Mave in connection to Esh, Tive Esh. Says Gemara Yachi Mai Hamave VeHever. Then how could it say a separate Mazik of Esh afterwards? You already have Esh included in Mave. V'chid Tema Perusha Kamefarish. Maybe in Chanami they're really one. Mave VeHever is saying Mave Dahainu Hever. Yachi Abba, Shlosh Avi, then why would you say Abba v'Sinzikin? It's really three, because the last two are really one. V'chid Tema, maybe Tana Shor Dispe Tarti, maybe it's four because Shor could actually mean a second thing. In other words, what would it mean? It would include now, let's say, so now we're going according to Shmuel. That Shor is Regel, so now we'll say Shane is including Shor, so you have two, Shor is two, and then you have Mave Hever, which is really one. Ihachi lo zevezesh eish ben ruachayim, eish mai ruachayim ispe. So how do you read the rest of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, lo zevezesh ben ruachayim, karei ha'eish. That means you're already including Mave in things that have ruachayim, but how could it be ruachayim if you're talking about eish? It's not ruachayim. So, and Mave is saying has ruachayim. So it's got to be Shane. The sum, my kare esh, I could say after it's kare esh, you're already talking about esh before. So obviously the Mishnah cannot make sense if Mav is esh. And therefore we're back to the pshatim that we had. Shmuel says Mav is Shane, and Rav says Mav is Ad. Rashi, the Yushikam Mefarish, Mav is Zeh HaHever, the Yisbe Tarti, Shane V'Regel, and the Ken Rokel Chashev, the Betamil Kamari, as we said before. So that's not included, but therefore you could really work out the number four. My lo zevezeh diktani masyisin ashar umave lo zevezeh ashar mave are unique sheish ben ruachayim the imave hainu esh miyisib ruachayim and also what's kareya esh zogtosis the ema mave zeh amayim perish. Where's this coming from? Out of left field, the mave is mayim. Kevin dekro lo daiki lo kemar velo kemar. Now, his Tosfos says, why are we bringing this out of left field, a new possibility? Because we said before in the beginning of the sugya that really Rav and Shmuel, both of them, don't have a strong footing in the language of Mav itself to support their respective pirushim. It's not a perfect fit, not for Rav, not for Shmuel. The Rav brought a pasuk, right, in Tevayin Boyu, Shmuel had the pasuk Nivu Matzpunav, but either way we saw that Lo Kemar Daiki, Lo Kemar Daiki. And therefore, perhaps, we're really talking about something totally different. The Imtomar. The Hechon Ksiv Mayim B'Torah. Tosfos asked the question, if you want this to be Pshat in Mishnah, that means it's one of the Avos Nezikin. If there's an Av of Mayim, then you have to find evidence in the Chumash. Av means Ksivi B'Kra. So Rashi didn't seem to acknowledge such a question. Tosfos wants to know, where would we find a remez to the Mazik of Mayim in Chumash? To be an Av, it has to be B'Torah. The Yishlomer, Nivashilach. Tosfos says, it comes out of Vishilach. Vishilach is Be'iro, but Vishilach is Meram is Mayim. V'cheinu Omer, quotes the Pasuk in Iyo, V'shaleach Mayim al Pnei Chutzos. So you see, Vishilach is associated with Mayim. The Af Agav, Vishilach Be'iro, Be'behem Ayri. The Pasuk of Vishilach is Be'iro. So we're talking about a Vishilach in connection to an animal. So how could you say Vishilach is Mayim? Komoka Mayim Nami Mishtami Minei. You can still get the word the Mayim Hezek out of the Shirach Mida Afki Rachman Behema Belashim Vishirach. In other words, in a Chanami, there's also the Iro, but the fact that Torah uses the Lashim Vishirach, that means you can extract the new Mazik of Mayim from Vishirach. Says Tosfos, if that's true, then we have to go back to the Shaka V'Tayr earlier. V'le'el the Bayi, the Gemara says B'Mayim Mokminan La. The Gemara said before we had a raya that Vishilach is regel from Mishalchi regel, and we had a raya that Uvir is Shane from Kashivar Golatumo. The Gemara says, what do you need each of those supporting psukim for Shane based on Kashivar Golo, or for regel based on Mishalchi regel? Then what else? But my mukmisla. The Gemara says to be Gminagev Vishilach. If I didn't have Mishalchi Regel, to know Bashirach is Regel, what else could it be? That was Gemara's Kasha. If I read Hashem Ksiv, that's Tosfos, what do you mean? I'll tell you what it could be. It could be Mayim. Says Tosfos, Lo Matzi Mukmina B'Mayim. Why? Dechi Nami Mukmes B'Mayim, Islam Ukmi B'Mili D'Shor, B'Mirsib B'Iro. You can't escape the B'Iro that's mentioned 2 words later. Even if Vishilach is Mayim, but you still have to put something into Vishilach that also is associated with Behema. So that's why the Gemara had the Kasha, that even if without Mishalchi Regel, you have to find a Vishilach connected to Behema. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, if Vishilach is maybe another type of Shein, Mechalikan, Lo Mechalikan, and so on. But you couldn't just answer, oh, if Vishilach is Mayim. Because it has to be Vishilach of Be'iro. But meanwhile, Vishilach can also be, the Teretz chose the word Vishilach to tell me Mayim. So that's why we have a mazik of mayim. We can find a remez in the chumash. Tosfos, v'im tomer, v'hani mayim hechidami. Tosfos, what exactly is the nature of the hezek occurring with mayim? E de mishkel alei bitka de maya, ubekoach rishon. So Tosfos now alluding to a sugya in Sanhedrin, ayin zayin and beis, as he's quoting. Now the case in Sanhedrin has to do with ritzicha. Let me read you 2 lines of the Gemara there, and then we'll understand what Tosfos is asking. Amar Papa, Hayman de Kafte Gechavre. Somebody tied up somebody else on the edge of the water, tied his hands and feet, okay, can't escape. He's not going anywhere. Now what? Ashkil Alei Bidka de Maya. Rashi says, Hifna es Merutza Samayim Olav. In other words, there was some blockage that would block the current, and he released that thing that's blocking the water, and now he diverted, through releasing that little stima, he diverts the water to literally go onto that person, who's now helpless, tied up, and causes Nebuch, that person, to die. So is this called a Maaser Ritzicha or not? Did he physically kill him with his own hands? No. He went and removed the blockage of the water, and now the water was diverted right to that person. So the Gemara says, our Papa says, Givi di Dehu. That's called his arrow. Rashi, Giri Dide, Hein Hein Chitzav, Verehu Kizarek Bochets. That's the equivalent of shooting an arrow. That's called your maisa. But then the Gemara provides a caveat. There's something called Koach Rishon and something called Koach Sheni. Giri Dideu Mechayev, Hani Mili, says the Gemara, Bekoach Rishon. Avo Bekoach Sheni Grama Bi'almahu. So now we have a few ways to learn in Rishonim what's the shot Koach Rishon, Koach Sheni. One shot, which is what's much from Rashi here, Koach Rishon means as when you diverted the water, so it didn't have any other stops along the way until it got to that person. In other words, the water, the stream of water, went directly onto that person. That's called Koach Rishon. Shepina lem derech etzadzeh miyad naflo olav davi kolcha. That's Koach Rishon. Koach Sheni means sheinicho racho tzas v'lo naflo mayim miyad etzesu migdei rosein olav ela acha mikan hocho ala makam shehu sham. That's called grama v'lo mikolcha. In other words, if the water had another stop along the way and then eventually made its way to him, that's Koach Sheni, then would be called grama. That would not call it a ma'aser v'tzicha v'yadayim. But if it went straight to the person, and the person was there tied up, that's called he shot an arrow. That is chay. The other is shown in Yad Ramah has another pshat. Koach Rishon means the water that came out immediately right after he took away the blockage. That water that was closest on the other side of the thing that was blocking, that first water that came out, that's Koach Rishon. Koach Sheni is the water behind that. Okay, different pshat. Not clear from Tosis here which pshat he's working with. Tosis is asking now the following, taking that analogy of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So Tosis is suggesting right now, the Mabazeh Amayim means, we're talking about you caused Hezek. How did you cause Hezek? You spilled water, and the water is now going straight out. You diverted the stream by taking removing the obstacle that's blocking the water, and it goes out and causes Hezek. So now, Vektosis. What's our case? That's the Lashna Gemara. Again, Hifnas Mutsa Samay Malav. That means he diverted the water. Ubekoach Rishon. So then Kolchohu. Kolchohu means. So then what kind of Hezek is it called? What do you call that? Kolchohu? No? That's Adama Mazik. So you don't need a new Mazik of mine. Then that's Mamish. Just like Ritzicha. That's in this case Nezikin, it's Adam Amazik, so it's no new, you don't need new Hezek of mine. That's Mamish Adam Amazik, like it says over there. The Ibe Koach Sheni, Groma Bialmo, Kedamim Banisrafin. If it's Koach Sheni, the Gemara says, then it's not called your action. It's not called your action over there. That's why Moses is not Chayev as Ritzeach. Then you're not Chayev here either. So then, Manavshach, what kind of Hezek do you have here that would be Mavizamai? Koach Rishon is Kolchohu. Koach Sheni is a Grama. The Yishlomar, the Mai, so Tosas, first Teretz, the Mai be Koach Sheni. The Kamash Malon, the Chiddush will be Veshilach Ze Amayim, and that means we have a Mokar, the Yechayev, the Koach Sheni Nami Chayev. So let's understand. This Chiyuv, what would be the label of it? What type of a Chiyuv would it be? It's learned out, v'shilach, mayim. But what heading, what kind of hezek would it be? You really have two ways you can think about it. You could say, you created the monster, so like just like by a boar, like you created this mayim, the mayim is a mazik. Or I could put it differently. How are you chayv, mitzad what, ultimately? But there's a cost of the chayv for it. Mitzad what? Adam. But typically, Adam would not be chayiv b'koach sheni. But that's gzeiras hakasuv. What would this mean in terms of ritzicha? The Gemara says over there that koach sheni grama b'yalmahu. Fact the Maram. No, answers the Maram. According to this havamina, that there's a halacha that you chayiv in the zikin a koach sheni, mayim a koach sheni. So what would be the halacha in that case in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin? Be chayiv as well. In the Chanami, everything is hanging in the balance. One thing I see in the Maram is for sure that the Hezek would be a din of Adam, be like an Adam Amazik. That would be the basis. But you need a new halacha, a new makar, that you chayef Adam as bekoch sheni, and it will carry over to Ritzicha. If it were halacha that somehow you chayef because of what the Mayim did, like by Ashur, then there's no shaykhis to the case of Ritzeach. If they're saying kamashmon bekoch sheni nami chayef, the Maram understood means like Adam Amazik. Lamaisa, you could still, if you wanted to disagree with the Maharam, you could have said that Lamaisa, maybe there's a difference between the standard of what's called your Maisa by Ritzicha and by Nezikin. Maybe by Nezikin you're held to a higher standard, and therefore even Korach Sheni, you're Chayiv based on Xeras HaKasuv. Maybe Ritzicha could still be what Gemara says, it's Grov V'Yalma. Now that the Maharam thinks that according to Tosis, now in the Gemara would come out that by Ritzicha you'd be Chayiv as well. But it would be an interesting, it would be an Adam HaMazik, but it would be labeled in the Mishnah as another category because it wouldn't normally, right, it would normally, you wouldn't think it's Chayiv, but Korach Sheni, you're Chayiv. And so says the Rashba as well. The Rashba, in the beginning, he says maybe the whole Gemara wasn't really serious, that there's a real case of Mavit, just that the Mishnah is not using clear Lishonos. But then, Behemshach HaDvarim, the Rashba says, that could be the Chiddush. That Korach Sheni normally is Grama, but I would say, Kimlan Latana, the Tana understands, the Grama Kazu Chiva Torah. Once we don't say that Mavit means that, then we go back to the default that Korach Sheni is a Grama. This is one pshat in the Gemara, that we're talking about a case of Korach Sheni Grama. We'll finish the Tosis first, and we'll come back and discuss the two Terutzim. Tosis, another Teretz. Inami, Basar Denachu. Ah, so there's another suggestion. Maybe the cases that it came to rest, this is what we saw in Rashi B'Pashtus, right? The cases that came to rest. So then let it be like Bor. V'lo damni l'bor. There's something different. Kigon poskin b'bosein d'l'kamon. The Gemara has in Davav, one of the things that we learn out of the Tzara Shava of the Mishnah is poskin b'bosein, that even though a person had reshus to get their water out of the gutters and get rid of fertilizer to get out into the reshus harabim, it was allowed during certain seasons and not other seasons. In the winter seasons, when things are muddy, you can do it. In Mosachama, you're not allowed to do it. But we say there, even when you have a shis to do it, still, if it causes a hezek, you have to pay. But typically, that would be a halacha, that would be a halacha bor. But it's not a shav, it's learned out of bor and one other. So Tosa says, that would be our case. The case would be like bor, but not exactly like bor. Which is not perfectly like bor because bor is shirobishus. The afag abdasi ben matzad. Even though lemaisa the post can be, so it comes out we're talking in a case of what? In the case of the winter time. Even though we learn out anyway yechayiv based on matzad, have a mina the itzbrich kosu yechayiv kelim. But you need the shilach to teach me the yechayiv to tell me yechayiv kelim the mibor lavish amina. Strange. What's strange about this picture in Tosis? Tosis is saying, so what would happen? If you did it bimos hachama, when you have no reshus, and it caused hezek on kelim, what would be the din? Bimos hachama, in summertime, you can't do it. So then, right? Obviously, you're chayiv regardless. You can't do it, but you're chayiv. But on kelim, what's the halacha? Bor is pater on kelim. So if you did it in the summertime and the kelim got soiled, so you pater. You do it when you have a shus in the wintertime, then you mazik kelim after they came to rest, and then what? Then we'd be chayiv. Strange. But even more strange, Rabbi Kiveger asks, why does Tos have to say it's a case of poskim b'bosein at all? Just say, like in Rashi, for example, just say it's a case of bor. You spilled water into the street. Forget about poskim b'bosein in a case like that. Stam. And you chayv b'kelim. Tos says that anyway. Yeh the ha'ara. Okay. Let's just finish. V'avi matzi l'mifrach. Tosis concludes. So we have two pshatim, Tosis, right? Two pshatim. Whether it means as it's going out, the first pshat, koach sheni, or the case it came to rest, and then you be chayv and kelim, it's a case of poskim people saying, equivalent when it's in the middle of the winter. V'avi matzi l'mifrach, more could have asked on this, my lo ze v'ze sheish ben ruach chayim. El de bravach mishani shabbat. The Gemara anyway answers it up. What is the Gemara? Could the Gemara have asked? Lo zevezesh yesh ben ruach chayim. Karei what? Karei ha'esh. No, mayim is not ruach chayim. So how could Mishnah say shor maveh have ruach chayim? This kasha is a kasha on what? On both pshatim? And we're thinking, what do you think? It's kasha both pshatim? Maybe not. Maybe it's only pshat, a kasha on the second pshat. That it means after it came to rest. Because then the mazik is mayim. According to the first pshat, what do we say? The geder of the mazik is what? The other mazik said it would be ruach chayim. I think that the last cheshbon of Tosfos will only be a kasha on pshat number two. Okay, we have to finish this, finish the next Tosfos and a few other loose ends on earlier in the Gemara. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll be able to do that, and then we'll discuss where we'll go from here. Okay, good.